Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
Good afternoon, shoppers, and thank you for choosing Doyle's Market for all your food shopping needs. To help you prepare for the upcoming national holiday, Doyle's will be staying open later than usual this weekend until 10 p.m. Looking for a bargain? Check out our website for discount coupons for many snacks, beverages, and other products. Click on Special Deals to find a list of weekly coupons.
Number 71. Where most likely are the listeners? Number 72. What does the business have planned for the weekend? Number 73. According to the speaker, what can the listeners do online? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Michiko Sato from Ento Industries. We have a new type of tire you might be interested in carrying at your truck dealership. It's called the Endure Plus. The tires are made from a special type of rubber that's guaranteed to withstand heavy use. They're significantly more durable than our other tires, so they'd be great for the industrial vehicles you sell. Since you buy tires from us regularly, we can give you 100 Endure Plus tires at half price, and if they don't sell, you can return them to our factory. But I'm sure you'll end up ordering more. Give me a call when you have the chance.
Number 74. What does Ento Industries produce? Number 75. What does the speaker emphasize about the product? Number 76. What does the speaker say the listener can do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good morning. The main focus of today's meeting is our bus company's quarterly earnings. Overall, we're doing well, but there has been a noticeable drop in ticket sales on routes to Cooper City. Cooper City was once a major tourist destination, but since several museums closed in the historic district, fewer passengers choose to go there. This will now be the third quarter in a row of a steady decline in ticket purchases, so I think it best to reduce the number of bus trips to that location to just one a day. I've created an updated schedule that reflects this change. Please look it over and let me know what you think.
Number 77. What problem is the speaker discussing? Number 78. What does the speaker suggest? Number 79. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, my name is Sandeep Prakash, and I'm a reporter for the Ridgedale Times. I'm calling because I'm writing an article about the new production your theatre is putting on this weekend. I saw on your website that you don't allow photography during the performance, and I was wondering whether you'd be willing to make an exception. I'd really like to take some pictures of the sets and actors to publish with my article. If not, I could come to one of your dress rehearsals. I'll be out of town tomorrow morning for a celebrity interview, but I'm free to attend a rehearsal any other time this week. Please give me a call back at 555-0152. Thanks. I look forward to hearing from you.
Number 80. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 81. Why is the speaker calling the theater? Number 82. What does the speaker say he can do? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following announcement.
All right, everyone. I'm pleased to let you know that the renovation of our outdoor dining patio is almost finished. We anticipate that the improvements will bring more customers, and regular customers are very excited about eating outside again. So that means there'll be extra shifts for anyone who would like them. If you're interested, you can sign up in the break room. Write your name in the time slots that you'll be available to work. But remember, the sign-up sheet will only be there for a few days.
Number 83. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 84. What is the speaker offering the listeners? Number 85. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"The sign-up sheet will only be there for a few days"?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Xinyu Wu from the Council for the Arts. I'm calling to thank you for your generous donation during our recent fundraiser. Also, I wanted to ask if you'd like to write something about what inspired you to donate. We're sending out some promotional material with a schedule of our summer program soon, and we're including a few personal stories about what art means to our members and why they think it's important to support art. I can stop by your office some morning this week to discuss it with you if you'd like. I have some meetings near your office building on Tuesday and Wednesday, so let me know if that would work.
Number 86. What does the speaker thank the listener for? Number 87. What does the speaker invite the listener to do? Number 88. Why does the speaker say,
"I have some meetings near your office building on Tuesday and Wednesday"?
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good afternoon, team. I just met with the budget committee and got some disappointing news. They turned down our request to add 3 more staff to our department. We'll be able to hire only 1 person to help us work on the new series of advertisements for Strike Athletic Shoes. Unfortunately, this means that the entire team will have to put in some overtime hours for the next few weeks. However, we did get an extension on the deadlines for our other projects. They're now due on May 15th, which gives us an extra month to work on them once we finish the strike campaign.
Number 89. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 90. What department does the speaker most likely work in? Number 91. What solution has been offered? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Thank you for inviting me to attend this board of directors meeting. My name is Junko Ito, and I'm the Chief Digital Information Officer here at Lostris Tech. As you may have heard, some personal data from one of our clients was compromised recently. This has never happened before, and it appears to have been a random occurrence. Nevertheless, the technical team has already developed a new version of our software, which will be released next week. It includes extra layers of encryption to protect our users' data. At the next director's meeting, I'll give you an update.
Number 92. Where is the talk taking place? Number 93. Why does the speaker say,
"This has never happened before"?
Number 94. What will be available next week? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following advertisement and web page.
Thinking about starting your own business? The Rickson Center is here to help. Since we're government funded, all resources and services are completely free to the public. Our mission? To provide guidance and counsel to individuals interested in becoming small business owners. We have an extensive network of offices around the country. Recently, we've opened one here in Keene Township. For a list of workshops that are going to be held in Keene, go to our website, ricksoncenter.com. We're offering topics such as business plans and networking tactics. But don't hesitate. The April 8th workshop is already filled, so take the opportunity to register for any of the others now.
Number 95. What does the speaker say about the cost of Rickson Center services? Number 96. What recently happened in Keene Township? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Which workshop is currently full? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following broadcast and chart.
This is Bert Johnson with another installment of Modern Music Today. Before starting the show, I want to remind listeners of this weekend's jazz festival. Be sure to visit our website to buy discounted tickets. So the topic of today's show is movie soundtracks. Last week, we asked listeners to respond to a survey indicating the composer of their favorite movie soundtrack, and the survey results are in. We're fortunate that one of the top composers lives here in the area, and she was kind enough to accept our offer to come in for an interview. Joining me now to discuss her latest work is the composer who received almost 6,000 of your votes.
Number 98. Why are the listeners told to visit a website? Number 99. What is the topic of today's broadcast? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Which person will be interviewed? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.